What's up, world, and welcome back to another episode of the Nothing But Greatness podcast. You already know who it is. It's your host, Neptune Jones, and today I'm joined by D-Nail,
Hey,
Wade Dollar Sign.
Good evening.
And I know people didn't think it was going to happen so soon, but we got a special guest stepping in. We have, well, I'll let you introduce yourself.
Oh, there it is. Greetings and salutations. My name is Catfish Billy. You can call me Billy. You can call me Catfish. Either one's fine. Thank you, X.
Well, there you have it. How's the week been for you fellas?
Hey, I just thought about my old teacher in college. He was like, you can call me anything, but don't call me boss man.
Oh, shit. I won't. Don't worry.
Call me Mr. Williams. He called me Mr. Williams. He called me Melvin. He called me Melvin T. Don't call me boss man.
Don't call me boss man.
Don't call me boss man.
Why was anybody calling him boss man?
I don't know.
That's not even something that I would think of calling an old head. I'd be like, what's up, OG, or something.
Yeah. OG is acceptable, but not boss man.
maybe he had something happen in his past. He's traumatized.
He doesn't maybe. Want to hear it again.
He don't want to be the boss no more. He don't want to be the boss.
Oh, man. But, yeah. But I'm good, though. Everything good. Y'all straight.
Can't complain, man. Got my tooth pulled, so I'm still healing from that.
Ooh.
So, excuse me if I talk with a list this episode, because I've been called everything in the book this past week. And the worst ones have been Mike Tyson, and it's bad. So,
is there a video? Is there a video of you off the drugs, off the nitrogen?
Nah, but apparently the worst thing that I was complaining about was I said I'm now missing a tooth and I can't get grills. And
oh shit,
bro, what?
I don't know.
Yo, at my first job, they gave us, you know, health insurance and shit, so I signed up for it. I said, hey, Joe, I can get grills? Why would you want that, Darnell?
That's crazy.
Does the dental plan cover that?
Yeah, I can get grills now.
Oh, man. They might pay 80% of it.
Maybe. Not dental insurance. Maybe. Dental insurance.
No, that's different. That's supplemental. Oh, you got to buy that on your own. You got to pay for that on your own.
Yeah. I mean, it is teeth related. So
it's teeth related.
It's
true.
You know what? If your teeth do get messed up, they did used to, you know, put that gold cap on, you know, for a filling.
Let it rot under that. There you go.
Right.
Just let it rot. Exactly. Just let it rot under that cap.
Exactly. Exactly.
That might be
gases. There'll be some gases built up under that cap. Oh boy.
Yeah, looking like an El Salvadorian. Yeah. You trying to fuck me up, Xavier?
I'm just saying.
Actual cartoon, like cartoon little green waves coming out of your mouth.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Nigga talking like SpongeBob. Excuse me, sir. Is my ugliness about the whole time is breath stank. Damn.
And I'm not a loud talker. The bitches got to get close to hear me. So.
Even worse.
Yeah.
You scaring the bitches away.
Yeah. Right. You can't even yawn too loud, bro. It's going to be bad.
And you'd be like, whoa.
But, Catfish, really, is there anything that you want to tell the world about yourself or anything before we get started?
The mustache is real. No, I don't like it. It's for a reason. No. That's about it. I did get a new car recently. I can't afford a house, so I got a car.
That's what's and up.
Okay, that's what's
it's,
up.
It's fun. It's electric, kind of.
What kind of car do you got?
Okay.
Got a hybrid.
It's a long name. It's a Toyota RAV4 Prime plug-in hybrid.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I waited 19 months. I had to wait 19 months for it. Yeah. But I waited so long for it, I got the next model. Damn. Like, I put money down on the 2022, but it took so long to put it together that they just put me a 2023 together. And then they sent it over from Japan, and now I got it. And it's just it's too futuristic.
It's too custom. Futuristic.
It makes it's me custom. Feel old. It is. It's very nice. What they did was they knew I was
you customized
to get
the car. Billy, did you customize the car, Billy?
I'm going to explain that. So I customized it down and took like $8,000 worth of stuff off of it. And then when I got it, it was the next model up with all of that stuff on it. So they basically made me pay $12,000 more.
Oh, damn.
And we're like, hey, you can wait for another one if you don't want it. We can give it to somebody else kind of thing, you know? And it was like, well, of course I want it. I've been waiting like 2 years for it. And so they got me. They took all my leverage. They got people waiting in line for cars. Like, they got it made right now. Yeah. It's pretty bad. But I don't have to wear my car for a very long time.
Yeah. And I don't need gas. That at all.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. They put the like strong arm on. As, I don't like that.
It's that greedflation, bro.
Man, we need to
greedflation.
We need to break their windows or something. We need to vandalize something. I don't like that. I don't like that, Billy. But, I don't like that at all.
I want to say first off, thank you for diversifying the Nothing But Greatness podcast. You know, we need.
Oh yeah.
And my first question to you is, how does it feel to take a black man's job?
Ooh, damn. You know, I wasn't prepared for that question, but now that you say it, it doesn't feel good. it doesn't. No.
Wait a minute.
I didn't even think of it like that until now, which just shows my blind spots and the growth that I have to do still as a human. I'm working on that every day, you know, because evolution is a constant progression day by day. You're either moving forward or you're going back.
Hey, I don't want, you got to stop real quick. Are you paying him? Is he getting paid?
Wait, y'all aren't getting paid?
Are you paying him, Xavier?
On. What? No.
Hey, my nigga. Hey.
Hey, I will log out right now. I ain't getting no money. What's going on?
Oh, this is volunteer work.
You got to put in the time to earn the dime, my brother. It's all handled.
How long you know Billy?
Matter of fact, we got to pay to get on here.
First topic.
Hold on. No, we ain't leaving it that fast.
Yeah, we are, sir.
Oh. Hey, I'm gonna call HR right now.
That's the skip call.
Oh, yeah,
right
go, yeah.
Let me grab my phone.
But how do you fellas feel about NBA 2K, bro? Because I honestly have mixed feelings going. Well, I just don't like NBA 2K at all, but I always want to hear people standing on it before I always give my opinion.
Oh, well, you need to talk to them about that. Because I haven't really been good at it in several years. I always just assumed it's because I'm getting old and I don't play it as much. But I think once they added a shot meter to the layups, I think once there was a shot meter on layups, I was out. I couldn't make
always
a
turn. I turned mine off.
I had a little kid fuck me up too online. I had a little kid fuck me up and like talking cash shit to me. They like actually got under my skin. And I ain't never had that happen before on a game, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I had to really go look in the mirror for a little bit, and it hurt.
Log off.
But I grew from it, you know?
That's when it's time to retire.
When a kid.
Done with the online.
Yeah.
You don't live by the three.
No.
Mm-hmm. You don't live by the three, Billy. Can't live by the three.
I don't. I don't. But that's another thing that bothers me. If I got Steph Curry or Klay Thompson unguarded with a green release, it shouldn't miss ever. I'm sorry. It shouldn't miss. It just should never happen.
Exactly. Exactly.
It should never happen. Exactly. They are cash. That is a layup.
Exactly. Best thing I've heard all night.
They did that shit to Ray Allen back in the day. Broke my heart. Broke my heart. He do got quick release, though. You got to let it go early. Yeah.
Yeah, that's real.
Okay, it's not for me. Madden's on the same thing. I can't even throw an accurate pass on Madden no more. There's 17 different ways to throw a pass, and then you got to catch it. Well, yeah, there's like a, what is it, a dart pass, a lob pass, a lead pass, a back pass, and then you got to do a secure catch or a catch and run or a big play catch, a turn and run catch. You got to do that one. So
you got to pass the button for that.
Oh, yeah, all those buttons, they're all controlled. All of that's controlled. Which, again, if I wasn't old and I was playing it on a regular basis, I would probably love those controls because they're very specific. But I don't. Facts. So I don't.
Yeah, ain't got time to be learning nothing new now.
True.
So Billy, you older than all of us.
Yeah, blast it out there. Appreciate you. Yeah, I basically just play you Call of Duty. Right?
I was the only one that caught on. I was like, hey, man, he don't live by the three.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was, believe it or not, I was coaching basketball when Steph Curry was a big thing.
That he fucked you up.
Yeah, I really stopped coaching basketball because of, well, a lot of reasons. A lot of reasons, but mostly because of Steph Curry. True story. Everybody's a three-point shooter. Everybody wanted to launch deep threes. Yeah. And it's like, bro, you are in seventh grade. You need to learn this system and sit your ass down somewhere. We'll shoot those threes in practice. Right. Yeah. You need to learn. Read and react. Pass and cut. Pass and cut. Stop shooting.
Hey, that.
Oh, man.
That'll never fail either. Pass and move, pass and cut.
There was a kid, the first kid I coached, they brought me to coach at the middle school not because of this kid, but they told me about the kid that made me want to coach there. They said he came down his seventh grade year in his first game, and he was running point. He came down seven straight possessions and pulled a three without going inside the three-point line at the top of the key on seven straight possessions. And I was like, I got to fucking meet this kid. He ended up being really good. I coached in the seventh and eighth, and then he ended up playing in college. He just graduated college, and I play Call of Duty with him occasionally. He's a really fucking cool kid. He's like 23 or something. Yeah.
Billy out here in the community.
Yeah, I'm giving back. I'm building bridges, you know? I'm building bridges.
Giving back. Taking black men's jobs and giving back.
Damn. Way to balance it out.
That's what I'm talking about. Can't get too low neither. Can't get too low.
I appreciate that. That's my guy. There was a guy that followed one of the Caesars around that was just there to whisper in his ear, "You're just a man." That's your my guy to keep me humble. You're just a man.
Just a man.
Yeah, I am. That mustache. You're right. I'm just another guy. But different, you know? Just a little bit different. I might have to get me another degree, guys. Three's not enough. And you know what Kanye said about degrees? You know it keeps me warm at night.
Yeah.
That's right.
I ain't never got no degree in 2K, that's for sure. I suck at 2K and Madden. I'm pretty good at FIFA and NHL though.
Play a little Chell, bro.
On the game. I don't think I can ice skate and play hockey.
I can't do that. I can't. Yeah. I've never tried to ice skate. I would have to have like full on goalie pads, like head to toe. Knee pads, elbows, the whole thing. If I can't fly head first onto the ice, I don't need skates on my feet.
What's crazy about that? The one time that I was going to learn to ice skate, I went with my church and one of the group leaders, another bald-headed guy, you know, can't stand him. But He took two steps onto the ice, and he said he knew how to ice skate. Within four steps, he fell straight back and hit his head on the ice.
That ice don't give. That ice don't give.
No.
And the thing was, I had already paid for my skates, and I had put one foot on the ice, and as soon as he fell, I just stepped back off.
Great decision of your life.
Was going for.
Oh, I know I was going to fall because I was trying to learn. But if he said he'd been ice skating for years and he fell, what's not even going to take the risk?
Yeah, might have been lying.
You could have went ice skating with my church. They go ice skating all the time.
Your church scares me.
LOL.
Did y'all go to any fun churches?
Play music? I thought my church was fun. But Xavier, you know, he's scared.
Church racist.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Wait, you go to one of them snake handling churches or something? Why you don't want to go to his church?
I go to the Pentecostal church. They sing in tongues?
Do they handle snakes? I don't know. Look,
they don't handle snakes. They don't handle snakes, but they Pentecostal.
I got you, Billy. His church, not only did they like to make black kids cry by crowding them,
you got to give it up.
Also, when they take you out to eat, they tell you to order a meal less than everybody else.
They didn't say that. I told you that.
And you're a part of that group.
No, but I was looking out for the homeless.
You're oppressing him. Damn.
They was paying for my food, too, and my little brother's food. That was like eight people that was paying for.
Well, I was the only one that ordered chicken tenders.
Man. What did I get?
You got something not on the kids menu. I know that.
LOL. You ain't getting enough kids menu. I didn't eat.
Whatever. Wait, what you think about 2K this year, man?
Man has steak and lobster at Chili's, bro. They don't even make that. But yeah, I haven't gotten 2K yet because I barely played 23, but I did see some of the career stuff. It looked pretty decent from what I've seen. I'll probably get it when it go on sale this year. Because I played 23 enough. So once that price drop and I can get some VC because I'm too old to grind for my player to be 99, then yeah, I'll check it out for sure.
That's facts. So, man. But I know people going to call me a hater.
It's pretty solid.
I hate 2K. I hate the 2K community. I hate all of them. It's the same game every year.
That's true.
Not only is it the same game every year, but the amount of money people spend on VC to build a character is outrageous.
Well, outrageous.
Why are you dropping $200 on a virtual character that you will have to rebuild next year?
Hey. A lot of these people ain't got jobs.
Not only that. It's just two things that really piss me off this year. It's one, I've learned that white people, no offense, Billy, been making black characters so they can say the N-word.
Big shot, nigga! Oh my god, I just said the N-word. No!
Talk to us, Billy.
As the resident white guy, they're just awful people, and they think it's funny. Yeah, I mean, you can't fix stupid, and you know, if they're dumb enough to learn that and not unlearn it, then I think natural selection generally comes for those type of people. Because they're not really meant for survival if they can't really function within a normal society. Also, that's another thing I think about a lot is, like, how the most awful people and, like, terrible racists are the most patriotic. Like, that's kind of antithetical. Aren't those opposites? Like, you can't love America. Well, I guess they can. They're the only people who can really appreciate America for what it is.
Yeah, the white people.
I like America pretty good.
Yeah, no,
I like it pretty good. I think I would have survived in the 1920s.
We're not about to start this conversation.
I think I would have been a flourishing black man. I think I would have been. Wait. For my town?
I in America? Been
state. No, just pick a city. I would have been all right.
I'm not, no. I'm not starting this with you. I'm
in
not,
the 20s?
No, but no, in, Darnell.
In 1927?
Bro, yes, 1927, bro. Come on, all you gotta do is have that swing, man. You ain't got that swing, it ain't got no thing.
Okay. Tell me
I
more.
I would've had that swing. I would've had the swing. I'm swinging right now, Billy. I'm swinging right now.
What? Okay. I'm there. I'm with you.
I'd have been all right. Not in the 30s, you know, Great Depression stuff. Man, I don't think nobody living good, but like, in the 20s, regular black man, regular nigga Darnell, I would have been fine in the 20s. I would have been fine.
Roaring.
Wait, I have to get to the next topic. Don't give him another second. Do not.
Roaring Darnell. So wait, yeah, he's doing real well, living in the city.
Living in the big city. Come on now.
Billy hyping his head up. Wait, next topic.
Doing it big in the big city.
You going to the South in 1927 or like the North or the West?
I'll let y'all pick.
Wait, was Alaska a state then?
Nah, it had to be Russian. It had to be Russian back then.
Ooh, I don't know.
It had to be because we got it from Russia. I don't know when we got it from Russia, but I know we didn't always have it.
Yeah.
They got it because, you know, we don't like America as a group.
That's a lot of problems. It has a lot of problems. There's a lot of problems.
If it was a state, I don't think I would have made it in Alaska, though, because, you know, how entertaining could you be?
Also, bears.
Yeah.
Like, walruses. You know, because I saw a t-shirt a couple weeks ago, and it said, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Except bears kill you, and that's real true. People don't understand how big and strong bears are until they see them in person. Like, they're legit scary and very fast. Small bears, even the small bear, they're really big and very fast.
It's the fact that y'all two are feeding off each other and it just doesn't stop.
Whatever do you mean? Pray tell.
No. Next topic.
They're the white same people. The day.
I swear.
he gets in the sun more, though.
But he's speaking of old people in the 20s, 30s. Any wild old nursing home stories may have ran into an old person and they don't know who you are or might think you another person or scared you.
Oh.
I got a little preliminary story, then I'm going to have a real story after I start thinking.
All right.
But my grandma, she be drinking, right? I mean, she be drinking. So we got, you know, my brother, he got a couple friends over, and it's like summertime. Like, school is out, and it's like, let's say it's 5:30. P.M. She tells all we sitting on the porch, like, you know, getting ready to do something else outside. We didn't even go in the house. We just on the porch. She came out on the porch with her glass of beer. She sat there about 10 minutes. She said, "Well, good night. It's bedtime." Good night. I said, good night. I said, "Yeah, we gotta go, y'all. We gotta go. Good night." Like, a short, like, yeah, it's bedtime for show. And then it wasn't. Sun was still up, beaming.
That's crazy.
Dang.
I guess my crazy old person story would be when I used to do volunteer work, but working with old people at nursing homes, had to go help my client, walked in the room, And she said, ah, big black man, and ran into the bathroom.
Oh, damn.
So I just sat outside the nursing home. Well, they have cubicles, basically, but I sat outside her room. And it got worse because not only was she acting up, but she threw shit all over her room. And then to make it worse, I heard some banging. I didn't go in there because I know she's known for throwing shit. But she threw shit all over her room and her door opened up and she came boot scooting across the carpet.
Wait, like a puppy?
Yes.
Like butt walk? The butt walk?
Yes. Just no. Boot scooting across the tan carpet, dog.
Oh, boot scooting buggy.
Little shit street.
It's a poop scoot.
Going across the carpet that people got to walk. And it's right in front of the kitchen, too. Like, it was bad.
That's crazy.
How did you resolve it?
I left.
That was my last day. that was my last day.
Look, brother, I'm there to make sure that she doesn't hurt herself. I can't touch the client. That's beyond my pay rate. I'm out. I got my 3 hours. I'm done for the day. I let the nurse know. I'm out. Ain't nothing else for me to do.
Nobody shit catcher. That's crazy. The poop thrower.
Poop thrower.
I would probably treat that like an active shooter. If somebody was slinging poop anywhere near my general vicinity, I would be running like I saw a diamond headed snake in the grass or something. Like I'm gone.
Yeah.
I don't just want gonna say you'd like put her out. I just gonna shoot her. He's gonna shoot her.
Damn.
I think you should shoot the active shooter.
Ooh, with the poop?
It's you said you treat the pooper like the active shooter. And I was like, hey, you gotta take him out.
Get away from him. I don't know. I'm more of a get away because I'm not generally armed unless I'm at home. So,
I got you. Shouldn't be throwing shit. North Carolina might try.
Right.
Technically, it was her house, though.
Yeah.
It was her room.
Her room, her rules.
Can't shoot her in her own room. You got to get out. Yep. Yeah, everybody knows the rules. That's first day shit. Anybody who knows anything knows that.
Oh, man.
Man.
Yep.
But this this lady at my sister used to work at a nursing home. So when I first started driving, I think I may have my permit. Me and my dad, my dad let me drive to pick up my sister from her job. So we pulled up in the parking lot and this lady walks up to the car and she was like, Michael, you gonna let me in? I'm like, I don't know who Michael is. Like, my name's DeAndre. Michael, why you ain't letting me in? She started pulling at the back door. I can't believe you're gonna leave me up here, Michael. And I'm just like sitting in the steering wheel, like, somebody come get this lady. Like, she's lost. She got like dementia.
Somebody come get her.
Yeah. So the people that worked at the nursing home, they was trying to like grab her and like take her back in. And she was like, she almost was in tears trying to get in the car. Michael, I can't believe you're leaving me out here, Michael. And they're like, that's not Michael. Well, I never went back up there ever. Like, I was like, nah, this ain't it. The old people, wow.
You sound traumatized. Yeah, I need to like
adventure or something. Oh, yeah, I am. I still am. Yeah.
And you never knew if you look like Michael. Like, she got a great-grandson named Michael or something. You don't know.
I have no idea.
And no resolution.
Yeah.
She's still looking for Michael.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm what, 15 at the time? Like, it was like 15 years ago. It's still like, nah, ain't going to no nursing home. Or at least to pick nobody up from there.
I feel that.
So,
yeah.
I just got word that a bald-headed ex-employee just posted a response video to him being fired the other week. And it looks like a pretty long video, which I don't know why, but I'm pulling it up now so we can hear what he has to say. Hold on.
What's up, everybody? So, this video is long overdue. I've been getting a lot of messages, a lot of, you know, DMs, a lot of things in regards to my status on the Nothing But Greatness podcast. Yes, it is true. I am no longer a part of the Nothing But Greatness podcast. But what's not true is the allegations that have came with that. I got a little email here, you know, from the team, right? A little email talking about my employment has been terminated. And the reasons, I'm going to go through them and just kind of tell you the cap that comes with this. Missed two episode recorders I have. Been some things going on in my life lately that I've had to back away. But, you know, there's somebody else who's missed a couple too, but we're not going to talk about that.
It wasn't back to back.
I've been sending my money. If y'all want receipts, y'all let me know because I got them. Mr. Neptune Joe Button, as we've called him in the past, as you can see that those things have come to fruition. I don't know what he's doing with those fees, but they've been getting paid. You know, I participated in promoting. I've definitely promoted. Definitely done my fair share of promoting. Could I have done better? Yeah. But I mean, I've done more than most, I would say. If you want to go check back on the facts on that. All right. Then the last one. Last one's true. I am bald. But I'm bald, but they did not mess up the aesthetics of the show as they expressed to me that, you know, having a bald brother on the show with three men with hair was not a good look. Last but not least, there was a meeting in regards to my status, which I did not attend, but I was not aware of. So seems like they had already had my status planned out before then. So sorry for such a long video, but I just wanted to let you guys know my side of this. Like I said, this video is long overdue. I wanted to make sure I made this so that all the people that were fans of me watching the show kind of have my side of things. No hard feelings. I wish them boys luck finding another host that'll put up with all their demands and things, but we'll see. Until then, peace, love, and blessings. I'm out.
That's my guy. Regardless, that's my guy.
Man said it's long overdue. I had a lot of ums in there.
You know,
There were some fillers. That's okay. He's speaking from the heart, you know?
Before I go, Darnell, do you have anything to say? Because it seems like you were called out in that, sir.
I missed two episodes, but it wasn't back to back. That's all I got to say about that. I returned for the viewers. I returned. Technically, this could be his third missed episode.
What? He just made
three strikes, you out.
Huh?
He sent the audio message and told us it was a video. Come on, man. Stay woke.
I mean, he did post a video. He posted it on his social media. It's a whole video, so
it's on Instagram.
Hey.
I ain't see it. And if he promoted the I don't think he promoted the podcast more than
it's
me.
It's just the fact that he decided to post while we're potting, and he knows that.
He might have more posts about the podcast than me, but he ain't got more interactions about the podcast than me.
All I'm going to say is, one, the nigga still bald. Two,
still bald.
The t-shirt he made the response video in is hanging on by a thread. Nigga need to buy some new shirts.
Oh.
Three, he took three minutes and 30 seconds to explain some shit that he could have explained in 45. All them the reason why he could have just cut that down or not did the video at all. That's why his ass is fired now. He just can't cut it. Just don't
cut
it.
There's a lot of white noise in the background, too. What's up with that? It's like he was in the subway or something.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Was you there? Was you there, Billy?
just now? Yeah.
No, in the background, DJ is recording. Well, that wasn't you. That couldn't have been you. I know your white noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was me. They teach us how to make that noise real early. That's like one of the first things you learn before you talk.
White noise.
White noise. I've never heard.
White noise. Well, I can tell you something else that's real white if you want to hear it. My mama killed a 206-pound hog last November, and she shot it reaching around a tree with one hand, a rifle right in the face. And she's got the skull sitting in her kitchen.
Hell yeah, I would too. Because it was it was wild, right?
Oh, yeah, furry as all get out. And then she got it in the truck by herself. She like hooked up a little pulley system and like drove the truck forward, and it pulled the hog in the back of the truck. I don't know how she did it.
That's some Egyptian arithmetic right there.
Yeah, right. How did they get those stones? How did they get those stones up there?
They had a Silverado. That's what they had.
This guy.
4x4 package. One. With a lift kit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is super swampers.
But it would have killed her though, because it's a wild hog. So she had to kill that thing. Yeah, I would put the skull up somewhere too. If I killed the man.
Yeah.
The wildest thing about that skull to me is that their tusks actually touch the top and the bottom ones and sharpen each other. Ooh. And it's literally a razor, bro. Like, one side of their tusk is flat, and it's a razor. I mean, you can cut a whole piece of paper on it still. And they come through and just rip back your legs up and stuff. I don't want to get anywhere near them things.
We should have used that
taking over.
No, I'm cool.
We should have used that tooth to tear up DJ's contract.
Too soon.
I was gonna say, like, for the last topic, I thought it would be nice to let Billy throw up whatever he has, and you know, we could talk about it.
Real quick, D-Wade, do you think DJ posted more about the podcast than you? Have you not been promoting?
He probably got me on that.
Oh shit, come on, cuz. Oh,
see, this is how you gotta stay on your P's and Q's.
I'll just be honest, man. What I do have here, so be good.
So,
and I'll hold it down for the left hand demographics. So,
you do, yeah. You there always get the clean cut. You always get the clean cut.
How do you know he has a clean cut? He has a hat on most of his episodes.
No, D-Wade always kept, I know him.
Yeah, man, it's all right.
It's better than mine.
It's all right.
I got the ripples, though. I got the ripples.
Ooh, wave check.
Come on now.
There, there's nothing there. Don't you hype them up.
I got the ripples.
No.
Let me change the light color. Yeah, I got the ripples.
Hey.
Tell me when you can see them.
Ooh.
I got that Dollar General light.
We can tell.
Yeah,
I got
that. Hey, it looks like the ocean. The green one looks like the ocean.
Thank you, Billy.
This Dollar General, it ain't gonna black out.
Oh, party over here. But I don't think the colors are that cool. Mine's just like a like a tan.
Nah, Xavier's hating on me. I just had to stun on him real quick.
Nah, it's just the fact that you guys just keep feeding off each other.
Like, whatever do you mean?
Yeah.
Look, there we go.
I was prepared for Darnell's randomness. I wasn't prepared for this.
Did y'all y'all see that BS High documentary?
Yo, I want to see that. I haven't seen it. I don't know if I'm gonna enjoy it, but I know I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it.
Yeah, is it deeper than I thought?
Enjoy it
because the story itself is nuts. It's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, that coach is
is hilarious that it's BS. It's pretty hilarious that it's BS. Huh? That's what they pull up.
I'll tell you, it starts out funny because it's like, oh man, this is funny. But that's as it goes on, it's like, oh yeah, that's
taking advantage of people and shit. Yeah,
yeah,
that's rough. Yeah, ESPN paid him a bunch of money too. I think they got an ESPN game that made a bunch of money off of that shit.
Yeah, that's how everybody found out about it being a fake school.
Oh, that's the school where they had
they were playing like the biggest high schools in the country on ESPN and shit. And it was just fake. It wasn't even a real
school. It was just
high school kids.
And they got a documentary about it now.
Yeah, it's on HBO Max.
See if I can.
Yeah, I definitely check.
Find
the Gators documentary, the Florida football one. They fucked that one all up.
Yeah, I saw. I didn't finish it.
It ain't worth it. Part you don't need
three,
to.
That's what I got to. Yeah, it didn't. It wasn't.
It's such a missed opportunity, dude. Such a missed opportunity. Yeah. My goodness. Because that is probably the most interesting college football team to ever exist. Like, the overall, characters in it, the amount of pros, Urban Meyer's dumbass.
Yeah. Right.
That's an embarrassment of riches and follies. Yeah.
The U might give them a run for their money. The early 2000s, Miami.
I give you that one. Yeah. Yeah. I remember that run. I remember when they stopped being good, too. Yeah, they had that one kid, the quarterback, had these gigantic ears. That's all I remember about them. But, yeah, they were dominant on the game back when we had an NCAA game. Yeah. That's how you tell how old you are. Did you ever play NCAA football? Do you remember Mark Ingram on the last one?
Yeah, I got all of them.
Got it.
Wait a minute.
03? 03 up? I got
what,
all,
since they've been good? 03 is about right. Yeah. Dorsett.
NCAA
Dorsett.
Game.
Yeah. Yo, sleeper football game that not a lot of people know about. Dreamcast NFL 2K1.
Mm.
The original game that lets you run people over. That was it. The very first one. And you could run around with Mike Allstott and never get tackled.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, why don't they bring NCAA back and
I think they are.
Just even out the NIL deals.
Well, they got to pay them. Yeah, that's the whole reason.
Yeah. Just instead of getting a bullshit scholarship and somebody else getting $1 million, you know, you get a little 2K.
Yeah. It's pretty lame.
Plus your scholarship. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you should be entitled. It should be like revenue-generating athletes receive this percent of whatever income they are involved in generating. Right, like you get half a percentage point off of, you know,
just being on the team.
The million-dollar bonus your team got for winning a bowl game, or whatever. The university gets 85%. The coach gets 5%, and then they split 5% amongst all the players on the team, or whatever. Like that would be really simple, but this is America, and billionaires aren't profiting. It ain't good. Yes. If people who don't need more money aren't getting more money, then something is not working right.
That's
like the tax system.
Yeah.
Like the tax system. You tell me how you cleared $39 billion in a month, but you paid less taxes than a public school teacher in any state in the country.
Right.
Make it make sense. Okay, I can't go down this.
It's out of control. It's out of control.
Yeah, it shouldn't be billionaires. That's my most radical thing. Healthcare should be a human right, and there should be no billionaires. And both of those kind of work together.
Yeah, not mad at that.
Do you know what the effective maximum tax rate, the top tax bracket was in the 1960s? It was like 90%. After you make $3 million, every dollar after your $3 million for that year is taxed at 90%.
Mm.
So it's like, you still made $3 million at your normal tax rate, but then everything after that, no more homeless people and feeding children or whatever.
That'd be more than reasonable.
Yeah, especially, and I think the majority of people want it. I think the majority of normal people want it, but the majority of normal people don't have any say in the government or don't have enough money to contribute to a campaign.
So if you could change one thing about the political system, what would it be?
The filibuster in the Senate. The filibuster has historically only been used to stop it was used the most to stop civil rights legislation. That's what it was most. Which senator from my terrible state I grew up in, South Carolina, Strom Thurmond, one of the most racist humans in the history of America, saying a lot, ran on the separatist ticket for president in like the 50s or something, railed against black people, and then right before he died, we found out he had a daughter with a black lady that worked for him. I can't remember if it was at the Senate or in South Carolina. But anyway, horrible, horrible human being. They named the state building after him. So if you need like a Social Security card or something in South Carolina, you got to go to the Strom Thurmond building.
Hey, you got
to
go.
Yeah,
it's pretty. It's pretty as well. Yeah, the filibuster. I would change the filibuster or term limits. Maybe term limits. So that you don't have people glitching on national television and get a doctor to say they're perfectly fine.
Glitch McConnell.
Right.
30 second glitches are not.
Yeah. Not at all.
That'd be one of the first things I change. It'd be an age limit on who can help run the country.
Term limits. If you're old enough. Old and you're still functioning okay. No, you know what? I'm with you. I changed my mind. Term limits and an age limit.
Remember when Trump told Joe Biden, he said, man, you've been in Congress the whole time. This is all your fault.
No, a lot of shit is Joe Biden's fault, true story. He wrote the crime bill. Joe Biden's directly responsible for us. Like, if we file for bankruptcy and have student loans, you can't discharge the student loans. You can get rid of everything else, but the student loan's going to stay. That was the bankruptcy bill. Terrible legislation.
You shouldn't be around that long to, you know, really see the bullshit come to fruition.
You shouldn't be in office long enough to be wrong on big issues.
Yeah.
Like, you was on the wrong side of history for a long time.
Now you just
happen to be the one that all the people who take the corporate money coalesce around. Did you know Bernie won the first four primary states, and that had never been done before?
Right.
Never. And they was like, Jim Clyburn, we got to do something. The voters don't know what they want. We got to do something.
This can't be right. This is not where we put the money in at all.
This is the Russians again. It must be the Russians.
What would be something that you change, Wade?
Age limit for sure. Like, retire like at 62. Like, average people retire at 62.
45.
Yeah. Well, no later than your 60s. Since average people retire.
I'll push it to 60.
But 45 for sure.
Mandatory retirement.
We're kicking you out after 20 years of service. Peace. Bring somebody else in.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you. Here's a gold watch. Enjoy.
Hell no, I don't get no gold watch. Them fools get universal health care while
I'm
there.
Go. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Did you say what you get? What you changed, D-Nail?
I agree with everybody else. We got a, what is it? It's a regressive tax system. That's what we got. Like you pay more when you make less money. Is that the term?
I think we technically have a progressive.
A progressive.
But in actuality, lower income people end up paying more. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd switch that around.
Also, you can hide wealth. We don't have a wealth tax. So, that's basically how Jeff Bezos and people like that get away with paying taxes, is that they set their salary at like something ridiculous to them.
A dollar.
Which is still more than they'll do it like 50 or 60,000, which is still more than most teachers make. And then they would make, $40 billion. They would make stocks. $40 billion in a year, right, from like stocks and dividends and such like that. And then they don't have to pay taxes on that. So what they end up doing is they float loans against their stocks and stuff. And then they end up making more money. And so they're just borrowing money off of their assets and then making money off of their assets to pay off the interest on the loans that they took on the assets. Does that make sense? Did I say it right?
And you can't tax a loan.
Right. So they're just like constantly bet. It's like, I think it's called borrow, buy, die or something like that. It's something that rich people do. So, because if you have a certain amount of money just sitting in a bank somewhere, they're paying you interest to hold on to it. So like if you have like $10 million in the bank, you'll make a normal salary essentially from the interest of the money that the bank is holding. So like the more money you just have sitting, the more passive income you're making from just having money. Yeah. Also, I think the top 1% own more wealth than the bottom 50% of the country. It's pretty crazy. The like staggering wealth inequality. The like wages haven't gone up in like 20 years. Like the minimum wage hasn't gone up in 13, 14
but,
now.
But look, they kind of raised it though with Corona. Like did minimum wage is low key 15 right now. Like
but did
I don't
they
know.
Though?
They did.
Think about
they
it.
They just they
but
did.
They made up for it. But they made
yeah,
up for it with
the killed
with
all
the greed
the small businesses. Yeah.
No, they just jugged everybody with prices. Remember when everybody was like, "Oh shit. Oh, supply chain, we got to raise our prices. What are we going to do?" But
right.
Then those CEOs have to go on earnings calls with shareholders and explain if they're making money or not. And they're literally on the calls bragging about making record profits. Like, you
right.
don't need to raise prices if you're making record profits. And it was something like 50 to 55% of all the inflation was just price gouging. Like very little had anything to do with the money we got or wages,
right. Yeah.
But that's what they keep hammering on because it sounds good. And then they can try to crush labor and all that kind of stuff.
Right. And if you don't think, three steps into it, it sounds great.
Yeah.
It sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah. Like right to work states. Like,
yeah.
Oh, right to work. I got a right to work. No, you got a right to work for less because you can't have a union. And you can't negotiate your salary. Sorry.
Yeah. Dang.
Yeah.
This is American.
Yeah. Yeah. That's real.
I would say this has been
all over the place.
Yeah. I mean that's what happens with this podcast.
Hey, it's our
like
word,
it.
Man. We just chilling, man, having
right.
conversation.
But as you know, everything must come to an end. So, closing statements.
So I did hear a weird quote that y'all may hear on the documentary if y'all watch it.
Okay.
Man said, "I'm the most." A man said, "I'm the most honest liar I know."
Huh.
You like that? You like that better than the one piece of dirt, two piece of dirt?
Oh no, they neck and neck. That, so you can tell what
thing, but I got some good ones.
What that coach was on for him to say that I'm the most honest liar I know. That's crazy.
That's a wild statement.
I've been keeping it real the whole time. I've been lying to y'all.
Facts.
What do crabs mean?
Any closing statements?
You know, shout out DJ. Shout out Kayla. Shout out Billy.
Hey.
Billy, what you got to say, man?
All right. So I heard this one time. It's a like a Native American saying. I don't remember the tribe. I'm not going to guess because I'll be wrong. It'd be even worse. The greatest strength is gentleness. So, you know, be kind to others. Walk softly. Carry a big stick or something. I don't know. There's one of those sayings.
You know, the Native Americans, they be walking soft because they don't make noise when they walk across the dead leaves. They be walking soft.
I bet the moccasins kind of help soften it too.
Yeah, they live by that. Walk it like they talk it.
That resonated with you, didn't it, Darnell?
I feel it.
Huh. Interesting. Now you can't just milly rock on any block. Sometimes you got to know where you are. Time and place, right? Time and place.
Can't milly rock on any block. Yeah. I got a friend. He tried to milly rock on not his block. They told him. They said, "Hey, you can't say the N word around here."
Yikes.
He was milly rocking. He got you coming.
Time and place, right?
Time and place. Not your side of town, my boy. Not your side of town.
Well,
crazy.
I will say that this has been fun.
Yeah,
I could deal with one round, but not two. I did some learning today.
All right.
But no, I really enjoyed it. I didn't expect this.
Yeah, for sure.
I got hit with random facts. Darnell, like I said, I could prepare for you, but then y'all two resonated, and it blew up, and I was just like,
go ahead. No offense, Billy. But this is your friend, Xavier.
Yeah. He is. I'm just saying, I did not expect this outcome. And I was just like, wow. Everything that he said, you had a comeback for, and vice versa. And I was just like, this is some crazy shit.
Kindred spirits.
I was lost for words. And this is...
Hey, that's good.
It's great. Billy... You'll definitely be back. I can say that.
Yeah. You can take that black man's job as long as you want to.
Damn. He's had to go and piss on me again. He's painting on my parade. Just a man, right?
Just a man. That's right.
Just a man.
You said just a man?
I'm just a man. He's keeping me humble.
Just a man. He's keeping
me humble.
That's the name of the episode. You know what? You've done such. That's the name of the episode. I'm just a man. I'm not going to shout out nobody this episode. Billy, it was great having you. And fuck DJ.
Nah, I like DJ.